Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to John Talk Radio. This is February the 12th, 2020. And my guest tonight is Rich Hall from the band Follow No One. And you can go on their website, followno1music.com. And we're going to talk about some of the new music that they have out there. And just talk music with Rich. Rich, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, it's great to have you on. That song is pretty dynamic. That's such a, I mean, wow, there's a lot of emotion in that song. And we played the first song, Bring Me Peace. Can you talk about that? I mean, you wrote that, is that correct?
Yeah, it was a labor of love with me and my counterpart, Pedro. And yeah, that song, Bring Me Peace, it's on the lighter side compared to a lot of our other music, but it's somewhat consistent, you know, in the way the vocals sound and the musicianship. Sometimes I forget that when I'm listening to some of our music and I'm listening to Pedro play, I forget that he's playing guitar for me right now, and I become a fan and get caught up in that guy because he's something else. But the song, the background on the song, really, it just comes from a place, you know, that in our lives, I think, for a lot of us, maybe I can speak for everyone almost, that, you know, one of the things that we'd like to have is peace of mind, peace in our heart, and peace in our soul. And, you know, the world gets you down and maybe gets you out of focus and gets you out of step sometimes. And this is a song about just kind of trying to just step back from everything and get those three things I was talking about to the best of your ability. And, yeah, and it tells a little bit of a story as well. And, no, it's a good song, I think.
How do you, as a songwriter, Rich, when you listen to your own music, I know, you take it very personal when you're doing it. And I think the listeners like to know about that part. I've interviewed a lot of people and I asked them, you know, what the style, what's the process of songwriting? And I get a different answer every time. And it's so incredible to me that the incredible universe, the ocean of music that's out there, the creative power in music. And how does that process work for you, Rich, when you write a song?
Well, you said that it's different for every artist. Well, it's our process really is almost different on every song for us. It just depends on where it came from to begin with. I mean, that drives the whole process. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll be driving in the car and a song will come to me then, or I'll just be sitting in the studio, or Pedro, he's in Lisbon, Portugal, and I'm in, Colorado. So that there's a dynamic there that Pedro and I don't necessarily always, though we have the ability to sit there and compose a song from start to finish. It's almost like, I don't know. If you play a game this is the best thing I can think of. If you play a game with somebody like Words with Friends or something like that, those like turn-based games, sometimes Pedro and I, that's the dynamic of the song to where, you know, this one particularly really started on Pedro's end. And he sent me just basically, you know, the rough cut of the music and his ideas for it. And then I just listened to the song and just kind of, what I really do at the first is just listen to the music over and over. And I just sit to wait for something to feel something or something to strike me. I don't typically sit there and try to say, okay, this is how it goes. This is how this sounds. So I need to write a verse to fit, you know, this, and this. Now I usually the melody, I'll start singing it spontaneously or something like that. You know, and it's not something that my brain just thinks about. Now that comes later when you get in that's the initial song idea. Then you really start digging down and then you start doing that, using that thought process and really analyzing the song. And Pedro's background is composition, and he's classically trained in that in college. And I have a pretty decent musical background as well. So we approach things from, that kind of, you know, I guess if you want to call it, for lack of better terms, the educated side of music, or if there is such a thing. But we do have some formal training, and that affects our process in a big way. And I think it also helps with the final result. I mean, we're our biggest critics. You know, when I just listen to the song now, I'm always thinking, man, I could have done that better. And I'll keep that in mind for the next song I do. And, you know, it's always about getting better. And, you know, every song, it's like building a house is the best way to put it, because every song kind of stands alone unless you're doing a concept album or something. And you just start at the foundation, which is that initial music or that the initial words and melody. And then you just have to build all those parts and, you know, until you get done with a completed, you know, that's a product. Well, I guess music is too.
Yeah.
Hopefully it has a little bit more value than something that can just be thrown away.
Is there music always going through your head, Rich?
Not always. But yeah, you know, sometimes I have to turn it off, and you know, I like to listen to talk radio, sports a lot and stuff like that. And then, you know, gets me out of it, and just different things like that. Or if I'm busy, but if I'm at the gym working out, yeah, there's music going through my head. If I'm whatever, yeah, pretty much all the time.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I talk to musicians and people that do write music. They're always got something going on. There's always, and it can be, you know, we talk about in your head, but it can also just be in your heart. And you, and I tell this story. Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, it's one of my favorite bands. I just love that band. I think they're so good. And Jeff Tweedy is an amazing songwriter. And he suffered from all kinds of things as a kid, all kinds of disabilities, mental things going on. And he always kind of struggled with getting his thoughts together. And then when he started getting into music and started writing music and things started making sense to him, and someone asked him in an interview about his Rich, about how he writes music, and he said, well, you just have to do the work. You have to really work at it. You have to learn your instrument. You have to practice. You have to listen to music. You have to work at things. You have to understand it and let that all sink into your soul. And when that all goes into your soul, then it will start creating, and then things will just start coming out of your spirit and your soul, and you'll start hearing things. And he said that's where you do the work, but then that mystical part of music that no one can understand, where things just start coming together. And I thought that was a really cool way of looking at it. You know, do the work and then just let the spiritual part of music just kind of go. And I don't know what you think of that, but I thought that was a pretty cool
analogy. I think it is, because I was, while you were telling that, I was thinking of, you know, it's almost like you could have an on and an off switch to kind of stop it and start it. And you know what? For I guess a lot of people, like me and him, the it's always on the on position. It's just a matter of when is it going to hit you? You know, it could be while you're going out and getting the trash, you know, Monday morning or whatever day it is, or you know, just stuff like that. You know, just outside or you see things, and you know. Like I tried to say before, it's just there's so many different ways these things come about. It's hard to really just say, yeah, man, this is how we do it, you know?
Yeah.
And in the case of work, if I work with other people, the whole dynamic can be different. And, you know, in Pedro's case, he sends me stuff. This will mean something to some people. He'll send me songs, and if I didn't have some musical training, I couldn't work with the guy, because he switches between 6/8 and 7/8 time in 3 measures, and then goes back to a different time signature. And I'm sitting there. Yeah, that's not your average musician, where a lot of people, think of guys just kind of getting together, jamming, and coming up with things.
Right.
Well, that's not us. We don't really kind of do that at all. You know, but I've worked with people. That was the creative process, you know. So it's just, you know, that's part of the thing about music that's exciting and great. There's no right way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, whatever way works for you and makes you do the best you can, that's the right way for you. And everybody's, you know, got a little bit different vibe going on. You know, Elton John, you know, for example, that the way he works, just, you know, having somebody just hand me lyrics and then me compose and then do the vocals like that all the time, that would be an adjustment for me. It would be a big time adjustment, because I usually kind of, the melody and the words go hand in hand, and that guy can take whatever Bernie Taupin gave him and just turn it into something that was great in the style of what he does, you know.
Well, Rich, we got to go, because I scheduled the show wrong. So we've got just about a little bit more than a minute, or less than a minute to go.
Okay.
And
we can,
if you want to get back later today, we can do that, or we can schedule another one. That's totally up to you. You can let me know. But I think we got some good stuff out here. What would you like about just in a few? Is there anything going on with the band that you would like the people to know about?
No, I just, I mean, we're always working and busy. We have some new music coming soon, and so stay tuned in for that. Just hit us up on our website, follownoonemusic.com, and sign our mailing list. We don't kill you with emails maybe once a month, or if it's important, and you can keep up to date with everything we're doing. And if you don't have, if you can't remember that email address, just Google follow no one, and you will find all of our music platforms and interviews and et cetera, and ways to find us and listen.
Well, I really appreciate you being on. I mean, we're just getting started with our conversation. So, actually, if you want to keep going, we can keep going for about another 15 minutes. And, I think that would be fine. I think we can do that.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, it was going through my head. You were talking about you and Pedro. How did you and Pedro meet? How did the project get started?
Well, are we on the air now?
Yeah, this is podcasted right now, so people will be able to hear it. Yeah.
No. What I meant was, okay, I just didn't know if I was given the pre. Okay. Well, about 5-6 years ago, I had almost a tragedy in my life. I almost died. I almost bled to death, and. You know, I spent about a year getting back to, you know, some sense of form to where I could do anything really musically at all again, you know, because it was pretty rough. And I went and recorded an album in Kansas City. I was working on a solo project. And during the course of the solo project, the engineer actually took off. He quit working there. He had all my music. He took off with the music, basically. So,
wow.
I mean, I was just like, oh, wow, man. You know, here I thought I was getting back, you know, to where I should be and to doing bigger and better things. And man, it's just, nothing's going right. And you know, just about that, I can't remember exactly, but within like a week or 2 weeks, that time frame, Pedro found me on the internet on a website somewhere. And I got an email from him just saying, I've got a song that I've done. I know you don't really know me, but would you like to sing on it? And
wow.
I listened to the guy. All I needed to do was hear Pedro play guitar. And as soon as I did, I said, yeah, Pedro, I'll do it. Nice to meet you. And then we did Guardian Angel. We did Guardian Angel. That was our first song. And, you know, we originally got started just as we talked about it. We were really going to just compose, I guess you could say, for television and film and whatnot, and not really, you know, go at it in the commercial manner. But we had enough good results with Guardian Angel that we – followed up with that and then released an EP, and then, you know, we've been going ever since.
Yeah, that's an incredible story. I mean, you were going through a really rough time, and it can't get too much rougher than that. And it's like, wow.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, yeah, and something happens like that where, you know, you connect with somebody that, because musicians love making music, and they can do a lot of other things in their life and they can go other directions, but that's what they were born to do. And it makes you feel so good when you can do that. And when you can find someone rich like Pedro, that was your musical soulmate, I would say.
Yeah.
You connected, right?
Yeah.
You could feel that.
Oh, sure. You know, I don't think it's happenstance. And Mike, I just don't believe in that, you know, for things that this, you know, to me, it's a big deal. Just him finding me just randomly when everything fit together like that. You know, I believe in God, you know, and I just think God said, all right, I got your back, man. He goes, I didn't really want you to release that anyway. And guess what? Since then, that album's never been released. I've got it tucked away in here, but. And it may never, as long as I'm interested in what I'm doing with Pedro, which I can't see not be anytime soon, you know, it'll just stay where it is, and maybe I'll never release it.
So you and Pedro have been making music, and you've got one EP out, is that correct?
Yeah, we have an EP, and then we've just released a string of singles since then. And,
right.
After EP came out, we did a cover of I'm Afraid of Americans, and then that song ended up on the Wikipedia page for the song, which kind of, you know, we were just ready to get back at it right away then. So we did a song called Your Time of Dying, and it actually helped us get our first major award, which we won Best Rock Act 2019 at the JMA Awards in Tennessee.
That's awesome.
And that song is what got our foot in the door, and we've kind of been just clicking away at just really, really just writing the best song and putting out the best single song we can, rather than just, you know, go in so many directions that we might not have the quality, you know, in a time frame that, you know, our fans want. So, you know, and the music, and the market's changing, you know, people aren't, they don't have a problem with the, that kind of, you know, a single coming out every couple months versus waiting in a year for an album or something like that. People seem to kind of like it the other way. So it's fine with me because that lets me be excited all the time. I got something new coming out, you know, every couple months.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's the way it used to be. I'm an old timer, Rich. So back, it used to be releasing singles. And then if the single did good, they'd release another single. And if that single did good, you'd do another one. And then you could put an album together. But it was always, you know, hearing those singles and getting excited about the groups and about, you know, just kind of falling in love with the music. And I think that's awesome. I really think it's great what you and Pedro are doing. So have you ever played physically together, or is it always, you know, sending files back and forth?
As far as recording, no, we have not. That is part of the recording process that makes it a little bit different, you know, with him being over there and here, is that we record in our separate studios. And then what typically, like Fear No Evil, for example, Pedro wrapped up all his stuff on his end and I did on mine. And then I actually worked in the studio in Colorado Springs and we mixed the project down there and then had it mastered in Austin. And you know, so no, that's one thing that I can't imagine. What it would be like actually, you know, for me and Pedro actually to be sitting in the same studio at the same time. You know, it might actually go, might not be as good. I don't know.
You never know, do you?
But as far as Pedro and I, relating to each other, playing, you know, live and et cetera, that we're both professionals, so that's not an issue whatsoever.
Yeah, that's
been there, done that.
Really cool.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. So, would you like to just tell the listeners a little bit about your history, your music history, and how you grew up and how you got involved, how music became a part of your life, Rich?
Oh, sure. Yeah, really. You know, I mean, I can't remember, but my mom said, you know, from the word go, I was always singing and everything, and I guess she saw that, and when I was 9, she had me audition for a musical, Tom Sawyer, and then I got the lead in that. And through that, I met some people that ended up being instrumental in my training, and that's the a piano player, John and Sarah Wilkinson, and they were both musicians from Cleveland, but had relocated to the area I was living in, and they were involved in that musical. And I ended up getting vocal lessons from Sarah, as well as actually some blues and jazz lessons later on in the piano. But that really got me going. And then when I was 13, I got in my first rock band. And the first time I played live, I never wanted to do anything else in my life from that point forward. So, and then I still stuck with I kept in contact with them. And you know, she helped me develop a little bit and recorded an album my first album when I was 16 in Kansas City. That seems to be a place that I always go back to musically. I think every musician's got that one place like that, and Kansas City's that for me. But I recorded an album there and then followed up with another one a couple years later. And that was right around the time that grunge hit. And, you know, my style was not at all. So, you know, it just was, timing was wrong. And then I went in the military, did a couple tours over in the desert. And then after that was all over, you know, I came back and just got back into society, worked for a while, and, you know, came back into music. It never left, but, you know, it wasn't something I was doing necessarily every day, day in and day out. I still stayed writing and recording and whatnot. And the way the market has changed and the ability to communicate like this, and that's what allows me and Pedro to do what we do partially, is the technology, you know? So really, when, you know, when Pedro was in Portugal and I'm here, it sounds like a big difference, but you know what? It's no different than him being down the street here. And we're talking, you know, from our houses, not a difference at all. So,
well, first
but,
of all,
know,
I'd like to thank you for your service. Thank you very much for what you've done for our country. So
don't
just
mention
want
it.
You to know that. Yeah.
Thanks.
And You're welcome. And I think you have your music is very, very emotional and very, I mean, you listen to it and you know that you're writing music. You guys are doing this because you love it and you can feel that in the music. And Rich, that's not something I hear all the time. I mean, you know, I do listen to music that is technically very good, but it can be like soulless or can it, to me, it just, yeah, it's got to have that heart, and I think you guys have really, really done that. And the band is Follow No One, and their website is followno1music.com, and it's Rich Hall and Pedro. And what else would you like the fans to know, Rich, about the band and about what you're doing? And if you've got any, I know you've got the four singles out there. Is there any other projects or anything that you've got coming up in the future?
Oh, sure. Yeah, in about 2 months, we'll be releasing a new single. And we just planned in 2020. We don't really know what 2020 has to hold for us. Hopefully, it may involve some live shows and tour and et cetera. And that we're not sure where that locale would be, if it's going to be in the United States or over in Europe. We can go either direction. That's one of the nice things about our setup, even though we're a little bit far apart. You know, the music for sure. And you know, I'm very active in, you know, with the fans and whatnot. So if you like that kind of stuff, you know, just reach out to us on social media, man. I'll give you a shout out on Instagram, whatever, you know, I do that. I like talking to our fans because, you know, that's at the end of the day, that's why I'm here. And, you know, you said something about emotion a minute ago, and I think that really has a lot to do with the person that's writing the song music. And, you know, if that person's not, then the song's not going to be that. But we don't put out anything about us. We don't put out anything that doesn't grab me. If a song doesn't grab me right in the heart, I don't record it. It goes in the trash. So
yeah,
you can always hopefully expect great music from us, our best effort every time out. And, it, you know, the award, I guess, speaks for itself.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That just that had to be a great feeling to get that.
Sure.
Were you in
sure
Nashville
was.
When they for the presentation?
Yeah. I don't get out of the house much, but no, I'm kidding. For that, for sure. Yeah, I flew there, and it was a great night and just an awesome experience.
Well, congratulations on that. That's really cool. And we're looking forward to some new music. And, Rich, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. This will be podcasted. It'll be ready in just a few minutes. I'll put it out there. I'll send it over to you. So if your fans want to listen to it, they can do that. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
God bless everyone. And, you know, stay safe out there. That's all I got to say. And look up.
Look up, and it's a little snowy out here in Columbus, Ohio right now. I don't know, but Colorado is such a great place because it could be really cold and then really warm and really, you know, I just really liked it out there. But thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great.
And I just want to thank everybody that supports Independent Music Showcase for the last 11 years, and we continue to do it, and we really appreciate you supporting independent artists. So support Follow No One. Go on their website, followno1music.com. And thanks a lot, Rich. God bless everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
man